In Natural Theology, a book that Charles Darwin studied as a young man, the theologian William Paley pointed out that if you found a watch on a heath, you'd naturally assume it had a designer. The human eye was like a sophisticated piece of machinery. So just as you'd know any watch must have had a designer, so Paley argued you ought to recognize that the human eye, a brilliant piece of biological machinery, must have had one too. It was clearly the supremely intelligent eye designer known as God. Not just eyes, but human beings and every organism must also have been designed by God. Even before Paley published, the philosopher David Hume had shown that this sort of design argument didn't prove the existence of God as traditionally understood. To say that any designer of a human being must be all-powerful, all-knowing and benevolent goes far beyond the available evidence. At best, the argument suggests that there was some kind of designer, but it's hard to conclude much more. After Darwin's On the Origin of the Species, though, Paley's style of explanation became even harder to defend. There was no longer any need to bring in a divine watchmaker, or even a mortal one for that matter, to explain what looked like highly intelligent design. The best explanation turned out to be that an impersonal process of natural selection had done all the work.